Ukraine security issue.
July 1st, the 128th day of Ukraine's heroic resistance to Russian invaders, began with Russian missile strikes on residential areas in several regions. The bloodiest terrorist act was committed by them in the early hours in a resort town near Belgorod-Dnistrovsky, Odessa region. One airborne cruise missile struck a nine-story apartment building and two other recreation bases located nearby. More than 20 people, including children, were killed, and 38, including six children, were taken to hospital with severe injuries and burns. The Prosecutor General's office took criminal action. Meanwhile, rescuers continued to clear the rubble of the shopping mall in Kremenchuk, Poltava region, which was destroyed and burned down by a Russian missile on Monday. They found more human body fragments, a total of 28, as of 8 p.m. Friday. More than 30 people were still missing. Forensic experts say the fire was so powerful that it is now very difficult to identify the remains. According to the State Emergency Service, at the moment of the missile strike on the shopping mall, there were more than 1,000 people inside, most of them in the toy section. After the tragedy, the emergency service sent recommendations to all local authorities concerning the operation of shopping malls and other public facilities during the war, says Oleg Stovolos, deputy chief of the Civil Defense Department of the State Emergency Service. Personnel of shopping malls must help people leave the building in case of emergency evacuation. There must be signs and audio guides showing the direction. During an air raid alarm, all vending outlets and sections must close to minimize the presence of people inside. It is also recommended to revise the operation of children's areas inside shopping malls and even close them down because it is impossible to quickly evacuate all the children safely, said Oleg Stovolos. National Security and Defense Council Secretary Oleksiy Danilov admits to the fact that Ukraine is still not on par with Russia's firepower, particularly the number of heavy weapons. In his Twitter post, Danilov thanked Western governments for supplying Ukraine with weapons and equipment and expressed hope that parity would finally be achieved. So far, it is difficult for Ukraine to compete with Russia in terms of manpower, since Russia's population is much larger. However, the Ukrainian armed forces are doing their best to reduce the Ukrainian army's numerical strength. As of Friday, according to the general staff, Russia had lost almost 36,000 personnel, and the number of destroyed pieces of weaponry and equipment exceeded 10,000. The Donbas remains the epicenter of fighting, with the fiercest battle raging for Lysychansk, the last Kyiv-controlled big city in the Luhansk region. Due to the significant number of civilian casualties, Ukraine imposed a four-day curfew in the city. Meanwhile, the Russians say they are completing the encirclement of the city, the claim Kyiv denies. Fighting has resumed in the area of Kramatorsk, Donetsk region. According to Pavlo Kirilenko, head of the Donetsk region military administration, Ukraine currently controls 45% of the region. There are now approximately 340,000 people in the Kyiv-controlled part of the region, Kirilenko said on Friday, adding that four civilians had been killed and 18 wounded over the past day. Ukraine advanced toward the EU candidate status for 115 days while defending itself against Russian aggression, President Volodymyr Zelensky said, addressing the Ukrainian parliament. He stated that the country's path to full membership should not take years or decades. Volodymyr Zelensky, Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal and Verkhovna Rada Chairman Ruslan Stefanchuk signed a joint statement on achieving Ukraine's strategic goal, full EU membership. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen also joined the parliament session online. In his speech, President Zelensky said,
"Набуття членства в Європейському Союзі – це не тільки геополітика чи реалізація.
Accession to the EU is not only geopolitics or realization of political aspirations. EU membership provides concrete advantages that benefit every person in Ukraine, every company and every state institution. We have already achieved a visa-free regime for air and other transport carriers, and we have gained duty and quota-free access to the EU market. We have joined the Common European Electric Power Network and can export electricity to EU countries. Next in line is a visa-free digital customs regime through joining Ukraine the Digital Europe program.
До програми «Цифрова Європа»,
said Володимир Зеленський. From the 1st of July, Russian citizens are required to obtain entry visas to cross the Ukrainian border. According to State Border Service Chief Serhii Dayneko, the visa regime for the Russian Federation was introduced for reasons of national security. From now on, all Russian citizens will be required to substantiate the purpose of entering Ukraine beforehand. However, an entry visa is not enough to pass Ukrainian border control. Russian citizens will have to explain the purpose to border guards, who will decide whether to grant them permission to enter Ukraine.